Welcome to Episode 34 of Practical Defense. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Radio Alerts. Welcome back to another episode of Practical Defense. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. This week, our topic is all about the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. I apologize to our international listeners, as this episode will be focused primarily on a U.S. governmental agency and alert services that it provides to residents of the U.S. The good news for Canadian citizens is that the Meteorological Service of Canada runs a very similar program and even uses the same broadcast frequencies as the U.S. So, you want to check out your government agencies. After listening to this episode, you'll know what questions to ask so you can determine if your government offers a comparable service. But first, we have our weekly tip from Kristen at kristensguide.com. We're heading into the winter months, and during this time, depression rates increase. And depression can affect anyone, and it can even lead smart people to make bad decisions that have dire consequences for themselves and those around them. You can learn more about the signs of depression and what you can do if you, or someone you know, appears to be suffering from something more than just a bad day. So stop by Kristen's Guide for tips about mental health. And I've received a few emails expressing some confusion about how to get to Kristen's site, so I'll spell out the URL. It's kristensguide.com. KristensGuide. And of course, you can always find a link in the show notes. And we'll be right back with our look at NOAA radio alerts. Now, NOAA is a huge U.S. government agency and is one of those wonderful resources that few people know about. They were started over 200 years ago and are a pure research organization. Their stated mission is, and I'll quote here, to understand and predict changes in Earth's environment and conserve and manage coastal and marine resources to meet our nation's economic, social, and environmental needs. And they have several sub-organizations, including the National Environmental Satellite Data and Information Service, the National Marine Fisheries Service, the National Ocean Service, the Office of Oceanic and Atmospheric Research, the Office of Program Planning and Integration, and the one that you might actually recognize, the National Weather Service. Now, in keeping with our disaster preparedness series, I'm going to focus on the National Weather Service. Now, the National Weather Service, and again I'm going to quote, provides weather, hydrologic, and climate forecasts and warnings for the United States, its territories, adjacent waters, and ocean areas for the protection of life and property and the enhancement of the national economy. NWS data and products form a national information database and infrastructure which can be used by other governmental agencies, the private sector, the public, and the global community. When your local TV forecaster says, and the National Weather Service reports, he or she is talking about these folks. And here's where we get into the really nifty stuff. The NWS operates a nationwide radio network called the NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, or NWR for short, and that broadcasts continuous weather updates all day, every day. They have 1,000 towers around the country, coastal waters, and other U.S. territories. Now, you can't get these broadcasts on your average car or home stereo, but you can get them on specialized emergency radios, some CB radios, and just about any ham radio. I have my local towers programmed in my mobile ham radio in my truck and listen to it all the time. Yes, I have a ham radio license. I know, I may be an athlete and a martial artist, but I'm also a super geek. Now that aside, this radio network also broadcasts official weather service warnings, watches, forecasts, and other hazard information. Also, and I'm going to quote here yet again, NWR broadcasts warnings and post-event information for all types of hazards. Weather, for example, tornadoes and floods, natural, like earthquakes, forest fires, and volcanic activity, technological, chemical releases, oil spills, nuclear power plant emergencies, and so on, national emergencies, including terrorist attacks, and public safety, like Amber Alerts or 911 telephone outages. Working with other federal agencies in the Federal Communications Commission's Emergency Alert System, The National Weather Radio is an all-hazards radio network, making it the most comprehensive weather and emergency information available to the public. End quote. It's pretty cool, huh? But you might be thinking to yourself, well, I can't sit by my radio all the time listening and waiting for a disaster that might never happen. I have a life. I'm busy during the day. And what if a tornado happens in the middle of the night and I'm asleep with the radio turned off? You're covered there as well. And I find this super cool. The National Weather Service will send a 1,050 hertz tone before most warning and many watch alert messages are broadcast. The tone alarm will activate receivers that are equipped to receive it, even if their audio is turned off. So in other words, this signal will automatically wake up and turn on your radio so that you can hear the broadcast. Now, how cool is that? So if you have one of these radios by your bedside and there's a flood alert or a tornado or a chemical spill in the middle of the night, the radio will turn on, wake you up, and then let you know about the event. Now, of course, the radio you buy has to have this feature. So the NWS has a list of certified devices, and the logo you're looking for is called Public Alert. Certified radio receivers are made by a bunch of different companies, and they have one run a wide range of sizes and features. They're portable ones that they're about the size of an iPod that run on batteries, they're clock radios for the bedroom, and others that you can mount in your vehicle. We have one in the house, and we have a mini portable one in each of our emergency car kits. And of course, I can always tune my ham radio to any of the stations. They're not that expensive. They run from $20 up to about $200 for the fancy home models. There's even something for the folks who like to program their own devices. The NWS maintains an RSS and CAP feeds for watches, warning, and advisories for every state. You can plug this feed into your favorite aggregator and then get them whenever and wherever you have a net connection. If you have the right device and service plan, you can even get it sent to your mobile phone. A radio capable of receiving the NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards broadcast should be part of every emergency preparedness kit. If you live in a hazardous weather zone, you should also consider one of the certified public alert models that were turned automatically and keep it by your bedside. So in summary, here are some notes on the NOAA Weather Radio All Hazard broadcasts. The National Weather Service, or NWS, is a subdivision of NOAA. And the NWS operates the NWR, which is the All Hazards Radio Network, for the most comprehensive weather and emergency information available to the public. NWR broadcasts warning and post-event information for all types of hazards, including weather, natural, technological, national emergencies, and public safety. Radio receivers that are public alert certified will wake up and turn on when they receive an alarm tone. And a radio capable of receiving the NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards broadcast should be part of every emergency preparedness kit. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.